Welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is season 21, focusing on children's education in America and the fact that it needs to be redone. Okay, let's undo it and make it better. Sidebar, I do feel for a lot of the parents who have special education needs children who are basically being pushed out of schools. I really feel like all the parents and the teachers who specialize in special education, you need to come together and create your own school to go ahead and teach the kids the basics and figure out how parents are going to take care of your financial needs because you're teaching those kids. I think that is something that should be started by someone. And go from there, because if this government is kicking y'all out and pushing you guys out of the public school, that should be a whole other lane that everybody creates with that. All right. So today is episode 12. I want to talk about the power of data in the classroom for every student, because students today need to understand data more than ever. Data has always been a thing, but now it's just at the max level because everybody's on a device and everybody's putting information into a device so they can log in with a password, which means they're putting personal information in devices that are linked to the internet, which is worldwide, right? Data is dangerous in today's times simply because of that. It's the deciding factor in so much. What's sold to you, how your kids think, what they assume by the majority of habits kids have at a certain age. Data collection is paying attention to the details on how you do things. Most data on health is taken from men. So when they talk about most people or this sickness happens like this, it's because they got data from mostly men. So there's a lot of data that hasn't been directly taken for women about women's needs. There's a lot of data that hasn't been directly taken from all children, boys and girls, for children's needs. And data is always being updated. And there's a lot of things that is happening right now with AI that is affecting our environment. And I'll get into that a bit later when it comes to data collection. And whether it's emails, names, your birth, your age range, are you female or male, where you live, so many devices are getting this information without us knowing and without parents' permission, that we have to pay attention to what devices our kids are on. Whether it's a game, whether it's their laptops, whether it's their phones, whether it's their iPads, we need to be paying attention to what information our kids are putting on the internet, okay? We have to teach our kids how to protect themselves when it comes to their own data. With artificial intelligence, it can get very dangerous because, one, it brings strangers into your home or wherever your child frequents the most. It's bad for the environment. And the electricity usage that is happening in America today is on another level. And I don't think people really understand the capacity of what it's actually doing to where we live. The cancer-causing effects of what it's doing to human bodies in certain areas. And data harvesting is also something that's very big. And it's basically the process of collecting data from websites, games, apps, social media, and insights strictly about you and your family. Okay. Now, Google even provides complete strangers, if they want to pay for it, to know how much yearly salary your household makes by putting in your address. Okay, that's data, right? And is that personal? Very personal. Should people be able to know that? No. But do they have access to it? Yes. So let's talk about data and why your kids need to understand data for their protection and well-being. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. We have to teach our kids about data sharing and the scams that come with sharing your data, whether it's a game, whether it's their login when they're at school on a computer or on their friend's phone, not to save their passwords onto things that are not theirs. Google has a results about you tool that will allow consumers to request the removal of personal data. Once you enter it in, it basically searches the web and anything related to the information that you put in that might be online that you might want to request to be deleted, right? And you have to think about it. I've had a email since I was 16 that I can still log into today. I wouldn't dare try to go through those emails. But the fact that all of the things that I might have signed up for with that email is attached to my personal information that's out there on the web. There are people that will pay for your personal information to log in and act like you, okay? And kids have to know, like, you can't just put your information in on everything thinking it's for play when people are going to use your personal information and ruin what future you can have. In America, corporations make you pay for your info not being grabbed by other people, which is ridiculous to me. But there's companies that, like, Delete Me, that you would pay for to delete your information from places. Canary with a K that you can pay for. One Rep. Spoko that you can pay for. Data centers are impacting people's water uses in a lot of cities. Elon Musk's AI company is polluting a lot of communities and the government is not doing anything about it because money is involved. I'm sure he paid a certain amount of money in order to build. You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, ShambiPotting.com. Now back to the show. Is software data collecting in those areas, and that's why they're turning their noses to it. That's why they're ignoring the people in that area and what their illnesses are due to that AI data collecting building being right there. And if you look at predominantly wealthier areas, there are certain businesses that cannot be within a certain mileage of their home, of their schools, of their stores. You're not going to see a junkyard down the street from a houses that cost $1 million. You're not going to see a lot of radiation, electric areas of property next to certain communities. You're going to see it in poorer communities, right? And that's, to me, is unfair and just like, so you don't care about the people that live here. You don't care about the children that have to grow up here. You don't care about the elderly who do not have a lot of money to just get up and move because of what you want to build here with this billionaire. And that is America. And that is what we're dealing with, right? And kids are oversharing data, and it can lead to complete strangers accessing them, where they live, what they do, what time they come and go. Kids' pictures and videos are tracked. Make sure you're taking off tracking when it comes to different apps. I go through the girls' iPads and I take off their location on a lot of apps. I take off tracking them. I take off data sharing on a lot of things. I make sure airplane mode is on at night. I make sure they're not connected to the Wi-Fi when they don't have to be. Corporations are analyzing our kids. They're analyzing our kids more than ever, right? And when they created iPads, I knew it had nothing to do with this is for adults. When they created iPads, they were training the younger generation to be addicted to this device. That way, by the time you get a little bit older, you're going to be so attached to it that you're going to think it's a need, right? That's who it was for. They could care less if older people use these devices because we're on our way out. So corporations are analyzing our kids at an extreme rate. And this is why kids need to play with toys more. Play with things that don't require Wi-Fi or a password. Let them go outside. There are so many kids right now that cannot skate, cannot ride a bike, have no interest in riding a bike, do not skateboard. There's a lot of kids out here with pretty knees, okay? And I say that as a joke, but I also say that as reality. A lot of these kids have pretty knees because they've never played to the point where they ran and they fell. They were riding their bike and they fell. They try to go up a ramp or down some steps and they fell or they tripped. They try to skate and they lost their balance and they tripped. Our kids are not using their bodies like they need to. They're not outside getting real natural vitamin D, right? So we have to find balance between these devices and them being on computers and them logging into things and the screen time versus being out in the world and connecting with people, connecting with things, trying something for the first time, learning something for the first time that doesn't require you to plug something into a wall and doesn't require you typing in your personal information. Right? They have their whole adult time to type in personal information into devices, right? We shouldn't be introducing them to that in elementary school. We shouldn't be introducing them to that as preteens too early because they don't really understand what putting in certain information will do. Beware of people who are on the internet waiting for your kids to log in. Let your kids go outside. Go outside with your kids. Because for me too, I'm on a computer as soon as I get up. Because that's how I get my news. From my phone. I do not sit and watch TV like my parents did for the news. I look at what's trending. I look at what happened today. I check my email. Then I check my text messages. Then I go on to like Instagram or I go on to TikTok. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, right? Then I look at the time and I say, okay, who needs to go where? I need to get out the door and I get people where they need to go. Then I check my phone again and I'm headed to the gym. Then I leave the gym when my alarm goes off and I'm probably stopping at the store for something I need. And I'm going back home and I'm showering and I'm turning my computer on so I could get ready for work. And that's the reality of my week, most times. There's no day where I'm not on a device or devices. I have my own computer. I have my own iPad. I have my own phone. I have a digital watch. You know what I'm saying? It's just, this is the world that we live in, but I'm an adult. I don't want my kids to be thrown into that every day. Too soon. So please pay attention to what your kids are doing online and the information that they are sharing. Please talk to them about when to give a fake name, what type of username to create, what information not to use and who not to share it with. My name is Shan. Thank you so much for checking out Closing Room Podcast. Don't forget, there is a store where you can buy merch on Bonfire. The link is in the show notes. Also, if you would like to donate to this podcast and support this podcast, I will gladly appreciate it. You can donate to the link below. Till next time, peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbypodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shanbypodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.